Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra Daf Kuf Vav, Baba Basra 106. And today's Daf Yomi discusses brothers who divide up their father's estate via drawing lots, via a goral. Goral means a lottery. It means that they divide up the estate via the drawing of lots. So Rabbi Yossi comes along in the Braisa and says, Ha'achen shalchoku kivan sha'ala goral le'echad mehen kanu kulam. That if brothers are dividing the estate via lots, once one of the brothers has already drawn a lot, which tells him that the rest of that this part of the estate belongs to him, then the other brothers have also acquired their share. And there are two ways to understand this, and both ways are correct, but they can go in two directions. One is that obviously if there are two brothers dividing up the estate, that if one brother draws a lot for portion A, then portion B has been given as a result, consequently, to the other brother. But let's say there are three brothers there. There's portion A, portion B, and portion C. So we say that once the lot has been drawn by brother A and he gets portion A, then portion B and C have been acquired by brothers B and C. And now they have to subdivide the division that they now share in partnership. What's the reason why this drawing of lots is a valid method of acquiring ownership in something? My Taima, what's the reason? Explains the Gemara. Amma Rabbi Eliezer, Ketchilas Eretz Yisrael, that this is actually, we're reminded, this is actually the way the land of Israel was divided amongst all of the tribes, that they divided it via drawing lots, as it states in the book of Bamidbar, chapter 26, verse 55. It states there, Ach begoral yechalek es ha'aretz l'shmos matos avosam yinchalu. Via a lottery will the land be divided, by the names of their father's tribes that shall be divided. And there's a fundamental dispute here between the Rambam, between the Ramban and the Ravid as to how the lottery worked. According to the Ravid, there was one lot drawn for each of the tribes, and the land was divided amongst the tribes. But then by each person amongst the tribe, it was not divided via a lottery anymore. And that was divided in a different manner, not via the lottery, and not via, as we'll learn in a moment, via the Urim V'tumim of the Holy Kohen Gadol. But the Ramban says, no, every single person received their share via the Urim V'tumim. And that the lottery kept on extending all the way down to each subdivision of the tribe's land. And so going back to our Gemara says, Matchila begoral afkam begoral. Just like we see that a lottery works to divide the land via coming into the land of Israel, Matchila, just like the beginning of the land was via lottery, so too also here it's via a lottery. So the Gemara questions us, Ima alan bekalfi ve'urim v'tumim, afkan bekalfi ve'urim v'tumim. The Gemara questions, how does this work? When it comes to the land of Canaan, there it worked by a kalfi, there was a box, and in this box, there was a lot placed for each of the tribes. And so it was worked with a box, and then they also asked the Urim V'tumim to demonstrate that the lottery was accurate. They also asked the Urim V'tumim, which was basically, according to Rashi on the Torah, was a slip of paper which is placed into the back of the Choshen Mishpat of the Kohen Gadol, of the high priest. There was a slip of paper placed in the back, and they asked the Urim V'tumim the question, and that's how it verified the lottery. But here, there's no kalfi, and there's no Urim V'tumim, so why do we think that this lottery works to actually acquire something? So comes along Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi explains, no, the lottery and the Urim V'tumim, the way, there's obviously no Urim V'tumim here, so how does it work? The way it works is since they agreed that they are no longer going to remain partners, and they agreed to divide it via lottery, so therefore it's for sure the case that they have in their minds intended to acquire it, and so therefore the lottery works as a method of acquisition in this case. In general, whether or not a lottery works is something that is discussed by our poskim. And there is a passage in the Sefer Chassidim, which is the medieval German work, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, who is considered to be the main author of most parts of Sefer Chassidim. He died in the year 1217, and he lived in the Germanic lands. And Sefer Chassidim writes that if there's a ship passing by, if there's a ship passing in a storm, and there's many people on the ship, and they can't solve the storm, and the storm's not going away, and they feel like they're about to drown, and then it's clear that the storm is coming because somebody in the ship is worthy of death, so they should draw lots, and then on that basis, they should throw somebody over the ship. And if their lots fall on the same person three times, they know it's a sign from God that that person is the one who's giving them the storm. So this is a very questionable practice, and indeed it contradicts another passage in Sefer Hasidim, which says that you should not draw lots in order to determine whether or not to throw somebody off of a ship. And so therefore, what are we going to do about this contradiction? So someone suggests that it's only the case where it's an unusual storm where everybody else is fine, all the other ships around them, but just this ship itself is being attacked by this storm. However, the Radal writes that we should not rely upon a lottery for this at all, and don't bring me a proof from Jonah the prophet, because that was obviously a unique case, and Jonah himself there confessed that he was the one who was guilty, and that's why they were willing to throw him over the ship. The Shulchan Aruch writes in another circumstance that if an anti-Semitic nation says to the Jews, hand us over one of your people or else we'll kill all of you, you're not allowed to hand over one. But some suggest there that Tiferes Moshe brings down, Tiferes Moshe, that some suggest that under those circumstances where you have to pick one person or else everybody will die, that perhaps under that circumstance you could pick that person via a goral, via lottery, using this case from Sefer Hasidim.